You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to talk about Detroit's music scene. Paul Young is back with us, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine. And Paul, today you're going to walk us through the musical path set by a couple of artists that who are longtime staples of Detroit's electronic and art music scene.
That's right. They go by the moniker Adult, and that is all caps with a period at the end.
Okay. Very specific then.
That's right.
So who are they?
So they're actually a husband and wife duo. It's Adam Lee Miller and Nicola Cooperus. And they've been making music together since, I think, in the 90s, but they officially came out as Adult, like early 2000s.
All right. And so, in fact, somebody who knows their music said, oh, yeah, and they used to be called, Plasma Company?
Plasma Company, that's right. They began work together in about 1998, and they released this really obscure 12-inch single called Modern Romantics. And Adult released a lot of their stuff before they started officially releasing music as Adult on 12-inch vinyl singles. And so actually their first album that we're going to talk a little bit about today was really just a recollection of a lot of previously recorded work.
And that first formal release was Resuscitation. Let's listen to a track from that 2001 release. This is Hand to Fall. So, Paul, what was new and different here for that time? Where did Adult fit in?
Yeah, so, like, if you can imagine, this is 2001. Dempth just popped up on the scene. That's Detroit Electronic Music Festival, now known as Movement. But they had a really awesome set there in the inaugural year of that festival, and that kind of put them on the map. But they're one of the first to really embrace not only kind of the old regime of Detroit techno, but also infusing it with a lot of industrial sounds, a lot of punk sounds, and they really created this new kind of lane. But Resuscitation was their debut album, but it, like I was saying earlier, it's a lot of re-released tracks. It was 5 remixed songs and 4 digitally remastered tracks, and that was from a lot of their past work, like Dispassionate Furniture EP, the Entertainment EP, New Phonies EP, and it was really just their introduction formally to Adult's aesthetic. Miller is a really serious photographer, and you see on a lot of the album covers this very specific photography style, and that was the introduction to kind of the whole package of Adult.
And were there other people involved in making music with them?
Yeah, so later on, they go from a duo to a trio. It's very short-lived, but right before their the next album we're going to talk about, Why Bother, was their return to that duo form. But they did have a guitarist named Sam Consiglio join them, and that was right around the time of their Doom EP, and it did bring a new sound. But by the time of 2001, when Hand to Phone was being released, this is like right around the time that the Marshall Mathers EP is catching on fire. Another Detroit artist who's celebrating their 20 years of success. But it was an interesting time in Detroit music, and there was certainly like a post-punk vibe going on. There was a big electronic resurgence happening, and they came around at the right time.
All right, let's move up to 2007, and this is Don't Worry Enough from 2007's Why Bother?
Bye.
Okay, so there's some experimentation going on here. How did this sound evolve?
Why Bother is much more radical. Like we were talking about earlier, Sam Consiglio came on. He added a lot of, they really leaned into that guitar aesthetic, that rock sound. And so the pendulum really swung back the other way. And Why Bother was much more radical. It was darker. And it really married this like dance, these two themes, which is dance and punk. And it's just a really interesting product.
All right, and their seventh studio album, This Behavior, was released this month. Let's check out a track called Perversions of Humankind. All right, Paul, how have you heard Adult evolve now that we're listening to their newest material?
Yeah, so they actually took a pretty lengthy break from recording, and they went on to do a couple other things, some visual art products. They made a three-part horror series called The Three Graces Triptych, and they revamped this old commercial building in Detroit. So they took kind of a break, and in 2012 they returned with The Way Things Fall Apart, and that's a ghostly release. They also did this project called Detroit House Guests. They received a grant from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, and they were able to host these guests basically in their home for like weeks at a time to record and work and live. And then they also released a live album through Third Man Records. They recorded that at the Tennessee location of Jack White's Third Man Records and released that. So This Behavior is like long-awaited. It's celebrating their 20th anniversary, as we talked about a little earlier, but it was also recorded and produced in a cabin in northern Michigan. They had this live setup, and they did it all there. And I would argue you can really hear kind of that. You can hear the cabin fever kind of setting in. There's a lot of sharp beats, intense vocals. And yeah, it's an awesome addition to their already legendary catalog.
And do they do much collaboration?
Yeah, so I mean, that Detroit House Guest was certainly a huge collaboration project, but they're very well known to remix other artists' work and to hop on and kind of collaborate with others, sure.
Now, how well known is Adult outside of the Detroit area? Do they have any kind of a national or international following?
That's a great question, and you know, a lot like some of our other legends of the electronic Detroit scene, you know, they're super well known internationally, and there's a lot of appeal, especially in Europe, for that Detroit techno sound. So I think Detroit is now in a place where it's recognizing how lucky it is to have such a great, vibrant music history, and really embracing electronic music, as you've seen with kind of just the evolution of the Movement Festival. But I think Adult is long overdue to get their recognition as a really awesome electro-punk influential group that has done so much for the Detroit music scene.
And again, we've been talking about the husband and wife duo of Adult. And as Paul pointed out, it's A-D-U-L-T, period, all caps. Got to make sure we get that right. Paul Young, founder, publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.